Hey there, if you're thinking about getting out there on the road with the big rigs and driving a rig, an RV, or even a bus, then have we got great news for you.
Southwest Truck Driver Training can get you trained and rolling in as little as 4 weeks. They offer lifetime job placement support. They have special military programs, a financial aid program, including grant applications, and so much more to offer you.
Plus, they are family owned business right here in the Southwest. They have world-class training for Class A and B CDLs, hazmat endorsement training, RV training, and of course a refresher course if you need one. And did we mention they have three locations, which are Phoenix, Tucson, and North Las Vegas?
So we don't know why you're sitting there channel surfing on a TV when you could be learning to drive and roll down the road to earning a great living today.
Go to their website, SWTDT.com, to learn more about Southwest Truck Driver Training to shift your career into high gear.
Tell them you heard about them on the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show. We love them. You will too.
Welcome
to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
We're a podcast for truckers, about truckers, by truckers.
Coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success.
Fueling them with knowledge and passion for trucking.
Navigating the industry one mile at a time.
Spark the revolution.
Hey. How's your coffee?
Good.
Awesome.
Most excellent. Would have been better if you had made it, but, you know, do as good as I can.
Well, I made the first round.
I know. It was most excellent.
Most excellent. Totally. For sure.
Excellent, dude.
Welcome to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
Why, thank you, Patrick.
I'm your host.
Patrick.
And over there's Janet.
Good morning, Patrick.
Is it morning or is it afternoon? Is it evening? I can't tell because we got the curtains closed. It's hot and sunny out in
Phoenix.
Wonderful Phoenix. Two floors out of hell.
Yeah, it's morning, baby. Yeah, I want to talk about something today.
What are you going to talk about?
How stressful life has been.
Did you say stress?
No.
Stress.
Since the beginning of, you know, COVID-19. Yeah. We had plans at the beginning of the year.
Yes, we did.
Like many people. These are our goals for the year. This is what we want to do. We had this shit together.
We had our shit together.
We had a game plan. We were saving money. We were doing a real good job saving money. Thank you, Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
And I do not mean that sarcastically, because if we hadn't had money saved when COVID-19 hit and I lost all my side hustle income, as we call it.
Let's admit it. We'd have been fucked.
Totally, because that's what paid our bills. We emptied out our savings accounts. Poof, no more.
Well, let there be light.
Yeah, and thank God some of the banks and credit card companies were willing to work with us. And some of them screwed us over royally. So what I have to say is,
read the fine print, people.
Yeah, because some of them were like, oh yeah, we will defer your payment, no problem. And they did, and then they said, but your interest, you will still have interest. So we were able to make interest payments. But then here's what they did. Let me say it, please.
Here's the kick in the balls, people.
So they deferred our payment. We made our interest payment. And then they reported it to the credit card company, which in turn. To the credit bureau, sorry.
Yeah.
Which in turn raised the usage on our credit cards.
Well, no. They say, okay, we deferred it. They did a credit check. They lowered our credit because of the deferment, which in turn reported to the credit report agency that we have a higher utilization, which lowered our credit rating. Yay!
And then they did the same thing next month.
Which in turn was a domino effect on all our fucking credit cards.
Yeah, so
if
we had, for example, a $20,000 credit card and they deferred the payment, and then that they lowered our... Because they deferred our payment, they lowered our credit availability to, say, $15,000. They reported that to the credit bureau. Then the credit bureau said, well, we're using
50%. Now you're using 75%.
Well, so that raised everything. So then all of our other credit cards noticed this.
Has increased,
which lowered our credit rating. And then it had a domino effect and hit everything the following month. But because you don't see that right away on anything, on any of your credit, like Credit Karma or nothing, doesn't hit you right away. They did the same thing 2 months in a row, because by the second month, at the end of that's when we found out.
Boom.
For the first month. So we had 2 months of that happen before we were able to catch up with what they were doing and say, okay, stop it.
Yeah, you sons of bitches. Cut up that credit card, send it back.
Yeah, so really be
and
careful
I'm trying so hard not to say who that is.
Oh, I know.
I want to, but, you know, I might just say fuck it and
be quiet,
run them over.
Be quiet.
This is 18 Wheel Talk. It's my show. I'll do what I want.
I'm the co-host. I put the brake, Jake brake, not the Jake brake. I put the brakes on.
You can put
on.
The Jake brake on all you want.
I'm going to put the Jake brake on while you talk about him.
That's okay.
While you bitch about
it. All right, motherfuckers.
Talk about it, bitch about it, gripe about it.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Citibank.
Patrick, he didn't say that.
CITI.
Be quiet. My dad might be listening.
They can eat their credit card.
Anyway. So that's
cut
what they,
my credit, will
that's
you,
what they
bastards.
Did to both of us because we both happen to have a credit card through this particular company. Yeah, I scratched that spot that itches.
I'm telling
you, and you
I'm
can't
gonna,
reach it.
Uh oh. Death Star's calling.
My alarm went off. Umbrella's got to go up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought your brother was calling.
No, that's that's one of my brother's ringtones.
I was like, uh-oh, family calling. We got to pause the show.
No, we're all good. So anyway.
Oh, that was the umbrella alarm. We have to go out and put up our umbrellas so we don't burn our vegetables.
That's true.
Because we've resorted to patio gardening because we want fresh fruits and vegetables, people.
But I always used to have a garden. When we lived in New York, everywhere I've lived, I always had an in-ground garden and loved it. And when we moved out here, we brought a pepper plant with us from New York.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
I planted this pepper plant from seeds in little, starter packs in my house in New York. And
this was what, November?
I started it in November 2014 because you start seeds in the winter up there.
Yep.
Then in the spring of 2015, when they were just going into little pots before you put them in the ground, we moved out here, and I brought my plants with me, peppers and all.
And then the following, I think it was that fall, we got peppers.
We got peppers in 2015.
I was like, what in the hell is going on here?
We also got peppers off it in 2016.
I know, oh my God, that was amazing.
2 years of peppers.
We have, somewhere I have pictures, I am going to have to post the peppers, Debbie.
Yes.
They were a variety. So they were yellow, there was red,
it's
and then there was green.
Mini bell pepper, the variety color mini bell peppers is what I grew. And they came out perfect.
They
and
were,
I was just
oh
like,
my God,
2 years.
Oh my God, they were awesome.
One plant, 2 years of peppers. How
she,
does that
She
even?
Roasted them with cream cheese. Oh my God.
Yeah,
they're
where
so
you,
good.
Where you clean them and you'd seed them and then you roast them. You put cream cheese and some bacon in them and then you cook them on the grill or in the
you
oven
had
in
me
a
at,
cast iron.
You had me a bacon.
I know. They're so. We had that last night. I did
I
the
know,
same thing.
I know, right?
So yummy. Yeah, it's a really good recipe. It's so easy to make. I'll have to put
You're
going
to have to
it.
Put it on your blog.
I will. I'll put that on my blog. So anyway.
Chatting with Mama Janet.
Yeah.
At janetmcue.com.
JanetMcCue.com. Anyway, we're talking about how this whole crisis affected us, not just financially.
Well, we went from being really stressed out talking about
food.
Talking about food and peppers and veggies on the patio.
Yeah.
I'm not stressed no more.
Well, because people turn to things that they like to do to ease stress, and I love to cook when I'm stressed, and you love to eat when you're stressed.
I'm a stress eater.
Yes, you are. And I was a stress eater, but then I joined this gym that did this, I'm going to say it, it's called Fit Body Chandler, and they gave me a 6-week boot camp, and I'm in week 5.
Yeah, they're kicking her booty.
They're kicking my booty. I tell you, Teresa, I love you, girl, and Janae, you two are kicking my butt on a daily basis, and God bless you both, because I feel better than I have in a long time.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is not a diet. This is a life change.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
every day you kick my butt, and I'm like, oh, crap, that hurt. Oh, crap, that felt good.
Yeah, right.
So anyway.
You cuss them out every day, and
I
then
don't
the
either.
Next morning you wake up and go, all right, I'm ready. Let's do this.
No, every night I go to bed tired, and I say, oh, I can't do it. And the next morning I'm awake at 45 minutes early going, let's go, girls. He goes nuts. So back to the stress.
Stress.
So back to the, we wanted to talk about the stress.
We're talking about stress. So let's talk about stress.
Okay, so everybody has had their stress go way up, I'll say since February or March, and this is June.
Yeah, because I believe that the COVID or the states, a lot of states started shutting down approximately beginning of March, middle of March. So
yeah,
so that's everybody's stress level went through the freaking roof.
Everybody worried about family, themselves, someone they knew. Businesses started closing down, sending people home.
Then you find out your job's essential and you got to work. Yeah, damn it.
Some people were able to work from home. Some people were told you have to work and were scared to work.
Yep.
And then the people that were essential and had to work were told, go work, but we don't have any protective gear for you. So,
yeah.
Wow. And you see,
what do you do then?
Every day you see the numbers in your city, town, state, the U.S., the world.
Yeah.
This many people have COVID-19, this many people died. And, oh, yeah, the numbers aren't correct because we don't have the tests.
Yeah, or the testing. The tests that they sent out were contaminated.
And the tests gave you the COVID.
Now you got the COVID.
Yeah.
Oops, my bad.
So stress went up.
Believe me, if I went and got tested and they gave me the COVID, I'd be suing somebody's ass to the freaking wall.
Yeah, because everybody sues over everything nowadays.
I'm telling
anyway,
you. Anyway. I'm going to sue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started, Janet. I'm going into left field.
Get back in center field. Everybody's stress went up in different ways for different reasons. A lot of people became stressed over money.
Money, yes.
And a lot of people eat when they get stressed. And then you have the
You're spending money.
Then you're spending money on food and a lot of restaurants.
And then you run out of toilet paper. Sorry.
And a lot of restaurants closed, and then a lot of people started cooking from home or ordering food from home, and pizza sales went up way big.
Yeah, hello, Domino's.
Pizza and beer.
Beer.
and all
Oh, yeah, because those are essentials right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Liquor stores were essential. Drive-through, please.
And then all the jokes about everyone got the COVID-20, and that's not COVID-19.
That's
20 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Which then people were stressed out about that, too, because how do you gain weight when you're... Because...
Because they're stressed. It's all hand in hand right there,
people.
It
all just kind of went together. So.
We all went to hell in a hay basket and somebody lit a match.
Well, and for us, I didn't gain weight. God, Jesus, thank you, baby Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Oh, we're praising baby Jeebus again?
I am so, because... I realized
Fit Body Boot Camp does it well.
I realized that I was going to, but thank you, Chandler Fit Body Boot Camp.
Oh, here we go. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. I'm not getting anything out of it, but God, thank you.
Shameless plug.
Thank you, Teresa and Janae. Coach Teresa, Coach Janae. Anyway. Yeah,
you crazy kooks.
Yeah, so I didn't, but our stress because of everything, I feel like for us, and I know a lot of other couples are the same way, I feel like we get stressed and argue, snip at each other a little more than we do, because we're not an arguing type of couple.
What? We're not.
No, but I snap a little easier than normal.
Well, it's stress.
And I know it's stress. And then
It's more or less, it's stress over how we're going to stay on top of the bills.
You know,
the bills money. Aren't, yeah, the bills aren't stopping because of COVID-19. They're still piling up. And, you know, it's like you got to stretch that dollar even farther than we've been stretching it because trying to get me in the retirement door, which is slowly closing.
Yeah, I think that door just like went down the hallway.
I got my foot jammed in there and I am not letting it go.
But it went down the hallway.
I might have to pivot a little, okay, to get the jump shot in, but.
Yeah, The door was the first door in the hallway. Now it's further down the hallway. That's all I'm saying.
I know. It's like that movie where it's like the hallway gets longer and longer, and it's like you're reaching for it, and you're reaching for it, and it just gets further and further away.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
how I feel.
But it's still visible, and it's still there.
You know, but getting farther away, goddammit.
No, because the economy, they say, was opening back up, and then they I don't know, there's talking about closing
again. And it
all gone
to shit again.
Yeah, the world went to hell. In a hand
literally,
because not just because of everything else, but then you got
let me ask you a question: Is it literally or literally?
Well, most people say literally. Literally.
How do you pronounce that goddamn word? I've heard so many people fight over that. Is it literally or literally?
Literally.
I guess it depends on which side of the pond, John.
Yeah. Well, and, it depends on where you're from. If you're from the South, or you're from... I'm from everywhere, baby.
I know,
Johnny
right?
Cash wrote a song about me.
I'm going to play some Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash wrote a song about me.
You've been everywhere, man.
My mama called me her Rolling Stone, and moss don't grow on a Rolling Stone. She said I would never settle down. And wow, my mama was rarely wrong about anything, but finally did, mama.
Yeah, where you at?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Two floors south of hell. You got in the elevator and went down a couple of floors.
I came home to where mama left.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that ironic?
I feel you. So is it literally or literally?
Literally.
Email us, Patrick at 18 Wheel Talk. Tell us your opinion.
Send a voice clip. Voice clips gladly accepted.
To be determined.
Okay, so we were talking about stress, and for us, I snippet things. Like, I'll be stressed about money trying to figure out, how are we going to pay? Let me finish.
Well, your nickname is Princess Bitchy.
I know, and I earned it really well. I earned it this last few months. I'll be stressed about how we're going to pay bills and how we're going to stretch money, and I'll be sitting there working on our bill books because I still do it old-fashioned. I still have a binder and write every bill down.
I know, but it works. That's our way of doing things. That's our way.
Yeah.
Because I did it in a similar manner, just I didn't write everything down. I just put the bills in order.
Yeah, and I write everything down. I have to have it visually, especially after having two TBIs. I have to have everything written.
Okay, for those who don't know what a TBI is.
Traumatic brain injury.
Yep. Doesn't make you bad.
No.
You're still beautiful.
And bitchy. So, anyway, thank you. I have to have stuff written down in front of me. I'm a visual person.
Uh-huh.
And when I start going through bills and trying to talk to you and say, I want this and this and this, and how do we do this, and you're working on your computer, working on something else, and I have to knock you upside the head to get your attention back.
If I got headphones on, you just flip the microphone on and say, yo.
Shut the up.
Listen to me. I need your attention for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, come on. It takes time to edit podcasts, so I've always got the microphones are on, microphones are on. Just flip a switch, darling.
So to give you an idea, people.
Instead of rawr. Smack.
Oh, but that real smack can be fun sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I got to say, you know, I'm starting to think those headphones are attached.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. I'm trying to get used to my new lifestyle.
So that would be something that for us.
Speaking of which.
So I do get snippy.
Speaking of snippy, I'm a little pissed off about something.
What?
Who the fuck decided to take the gun out of Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam's fucking hands? I mean, really?
And
come on.
Okay, and Paw Patrol? Seriously? We're offended by a cartoon dog that likes to dress up like a cop?
I grew up on Elmer Fudd, Bugs Bunny, Wile E. Coyote, and next thing you know, that he won't be able to chase the goddamn Roadrunner no more because it's not right.
I forget what they gave him, a stick, a rake, or something. I don't know. Shovel?
They gave, Elmer Fudd?
Yeah.
I think they gave him a machete.
No, they gave him a hoe. You know, a like a garden hoe.
Yeah, right, a hoe. Wonder how much they cost that one. Oh, that is hilarious. Oh, what do we got going now?
A phone ringing. Something's always going on. That's a special ring.
You know, when the recorder's on, you turn the phone down.
Oops.
Whoops. Fired.
You're fired.
You're fired. I'm not going to edit that out. I'm going to leave it in because everybody's going to know that it's Janet's fault.
Anyway, I'm like, why did they take the guns out?
You know,
Elmer Fudd. I'm serious. A cartoon?
I'm going to Google it right now.
We disarmed a cartoon.
What weapon?
We are offended by cartoon. Take the guns out of the frickin' Xbox and PlayStation war games. What is it called? That thing, Patrick? What is that?
Xbox.
What's that game called?
Oh, you mean Call of Duty?
Take the guns out of Call of Duty before you take it out of fucking Elmer Fudd's hands.
Oh, my God.
Give me a goddamn break. See, you got me cussing. My daddy will be all over this, saying Janet Marie.
Janet Marie.
Don't you know better?
Janet Marie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Somebody obviously Googled this at one point. One of the questions is, why did they take Elmer Fudd's gun?
And what does it say?
Oh, they gave him a sickle.
A sickle.
A scythe.
I've used one of those before.
They gave him a Grim Reaper sickle.
But you can use those to mow grass with, too, by the way.
But he's hunting a wabbit.
When I lived
he's a freaking hunter.
When I lived in
Germany,
I used one of those.
You know, he's hunting to survive. He's hunting the wabbit, you know?
I don't
recall anybody going out to hunt rabbits with a
sickle.
Freaking sickle.
I've been rabbit hunting. It didn't work that way for me.
I don't care what race you are, what color you are. When you go out hunting, you bring a fucking gun. It's just... Again? Again. Janet's fault.
That would be the pug timer.
Oh, my
All
Lord.
Right, you rant about Elmer Fudd. I'm going to go check on the pugs.
I'm just not going to do it. Oh, my God.
Okay, we're back. I checked on the pugs. I turned off all the phone ringers and all
right.
the alarms. And then Patrick had to turn his off because he realized
it was on.
I
don't want to be a dick and yell at you for fucking having your shit all going off over there in the corner and then have my shit ring-a-dingy-dingy.
All right, so we've had a timer go off to put the umbrellas up so that the plants out on the patio don't burn.
Yes, because our stress reliever is growing gardening on the patio.
Yes. And being out on the patio in the morning.
We have a humongous tomato plant growing, folks. Oh, and peppers. We love peppers. So we got pepper plants. And we're trying to grow some from seed, which is kind of exciting because we had a whole bunch of them sprout up. We're like, what was in that pot? I don't remember. They look like peppers.
Because Patrick just threw a bunch of seeds in the pot.
I just was like, what are you doing with these seeds? She says, I'm going to plant them. So I threw them in a pot that had nothing in it. And lo and behold, we had like 25, 30 little stalks come up all in the center. And I think six of them survived.
But that's not how you do it. But we're doing it that way this year. It's all good.
Anyway. You know, it's the Heller way.
So we had the timer go off to put the umbrellas up so our plants don't burn.
Yeah, and then
but
we had
when
the,
we put, no, stop. Darn. When we put the umbrellas up, we have a thing in our house. That when the umbrellas go up or down, the pugs have to help.
Yes, they have to help. They don't do much. They just come out and sit there and look at you like, you done already?
And then they want to sit on the patio. So we put a timer so they don't burn. So we put the umbrellas
They're not
up,
gonna burn. They're gonna overheat. That's about it. They're gonna come in with their tongues hanging down to their back paws.
So we put a timer for the pugs, and then the timer went off to bring the pugs in, and now they're laying underneath my desk.
Right
under my feet. Where
everybody
they like
wants to have timers set during a podcast.
Well, and this is how you don't do a podcast.
So what the hell were we talking about? Oh yeah,
Stress.
We're talking about freaking Elmer Fudd has a sigh. Well, now,
not that type of sigh. The other type.
I want to know what the hell. Let's see.
Why?
Yosemite. What weapon is Yosemite?
My sister's former husband, his name was Joe. I called him Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Because he liked Yosemite Sam. I called him Yosemite Joe.
Yosemite.
Yeah, that would be Sarah and Robert's dad. Yosemite Joe.
Now, their questions are, what is Yosemite Sam's catchphrase? What does Yosemite Sam do? Yosemite Sam is a pirate captain who is able to intimidate and scare sailors and other pirates.
Why did they take his guns away?
I want to know. Let's see.
And what did they give him?
All right. Why did Yosemite Sam
lose his guns. Live Googling.
You betcha. Well, Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam no longer carry guns. Oh, that's okay. Oh, Snoops.com has that one. Looney Tunes, Elmer Fudd loses his gun. Where did it go? also loses iconic. No.
Now what?
Elmer Fudd, Yosemite Sam to no longer carry rifles, pistols, and HBO Max's reboot series, Looney Tunes cartoons. Seriously?
Oh, what are they going to give them? A wood stick?
Oh, I forgot. They're owned by HBO and Cinemax.
Yeah. You're going to get a wood stick. A little bitty. A toothpick.
I don't know.
Water pistols. No, that looks like a gun. Next, what are they going to do? Outlaw water pistols? Oh my God, I love water pistols.
That's okay, because you know, Elmer Fudd's going to chase Bugs Bunny with a deadly sigh.
Okay, but what's next? Outlawing water pistols? But we get totally off the subject of stress again.
I don't know. Porky Pig's going to stutter even more. That's all, folks.
Hey.
They got a picture of Yosemite Sam with a Bic razor.
That's deadly. And he shaved him today.
They shaved half his mustache off.
But there's still skin there.
Oh, my God. That's funny. But Yosemite Sam without his double-fisted pistols? Come on. That's just really...
insane.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to go into left field. But, I mean, really, that just burns my ass. I grew up with those goddamn cartoons, and they didn't hurt me none. I mean, come on. Really, if you're offended by a fucking cartoon, change the goddamn channel. That's all I have to say. You know, now you're going to go after Paw Patrol, which my grandson happens to love to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to disarm or get rid of a poor, innocent, little cute puppy that wears a police uniform. Come on. Really, people? Grow the fuck up.
Well said. I agree. Thank 100%.
You. My rant is over.
Okay. So
we were talking about stress.
Obviously, we know what stress is him. The world is changing.
The world's gone to fucking hell in a hay basket. That's all I got to say. And if you don't start talking about stress, I'm going to really go into left field.
And
off the edge.
Stop. Drink your coffee. Woosa. Rub your earlobes and woosa.
Goose fried rice. Goose fried rice. Goose.
Not in the mic though.
I like fried rice.
Not in the mic. Walk away from the mic. Lean back.
Woosa.
Okay.
Okay.
Lean back. So we were talking about stress and
stress. Yes. That's what we were talking about.
Zip it, Zippy.
All right. Well, talk. We're talking.
Things that irritate me is when he does that. And I'm trying to talk, and he doesn't let me get a word in edgewise. He's over there making faces at me right now because he's trying to get me to laugh at him. So talking about stress and how everybody does deal with it different. Yes, he's being a 10-year-old right now or a 15-year-old, whatever. At times a 2-year-old.
That was 12.
Younger than our grandchild.
That was 12, okay? I was doing the bat wings for my ears. Okay. With my tongue hanging out.
I'm going to give him some. Anyway, I'm going to be batwing.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you don't have a dash cam in your semi and you went and spent all that money on it, do you really think that you and your truck are protected against John Q. Public? We don't. That is why we recommend Rexing USA cameras and equipment. Whatever it is you are looking for, whether it be a dash cam, a body cam, a trail cam, or similar, they probably have it.
Nearly every new vehicle coming out has a dash cam, and there is a reason for it. Litigation. Yes, welcome to America, the land of litigation. So the best thing you can do is to protect what you own with video and pictures.
And their dash cams, boy, let me tell you, their cams do a lot. They have 170-degree ultra-wide angle lenses that will automatically lock in the last video if it feels a vibration from an accident. It has a supercapacitor battery backup that is better than lithium for extreme heat or cold. Add in loop recording, a mobile app, and parking monitoring, and more.
And yes, now you have a really great package for this company of cameras. So come on, check it out at 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam. That's 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam.
I think we have to start recording videos of our podcast so people can actually get visuals.
Oh, I'm going to give him a visual. So, everybody deals with stress different. Patrick's way of dealing with stress is to get over comedic and tease a lot. My way of dealing with stress is to become princess bitchy to the hilt, like 200%. He does that fang thing that he just did in the microphone. But I do. I get stressed because, first of all, I naturally have OCD. Now, I don't know if I was born with it because my life changed when I was 7. I had a traumatic brain injury because I was run over by a car.
Does it make you bad?
So I don't remember a lot about my life prior to that. I mean, I remember things, but I don't remember my personality before that. I know my mom said
I was going to say, I remember you telling me your mom said your personality changed, like getting hit by the car. took a piece of you away.
Yeah, my mom said that I was shy before that, and my mom said they stole me from her.
Oh, so basically you were shy, and then somebody put a gun in your hands.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
And then I am who I am. Then I ended up with what they now call OCD, but I can remember sitting and trying to calm my mind. I remember sitting in Doc Tachalowski's office in Henry, Illinois, and being stressed and sitting in his waiting room, and he had tiles on the floor. And to calm myself, I would count the tiles, and then I would figure out the square inches of each tile, and then I would do the math and figure out the square inches of the waiting room.
Well, that's not weird much.
But that's, well, math calms my brain.
Right. That's where the OCD comes in with the XYZ.
But I didn't know it was called OCD back then because I was
right.
a kid.
Right.
I can remember sitting
You were 7.
Yeah, I was like 8, 9 years old or something. It was after I was 7, so we had just moved to Henry, and I can remember being in his office, in his waiting room, and counting things. I'm a counter when I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm so comfortable doing our books, we have 2 separate bill books, one for personal, one for business. And when I get super stressed, I want to pull the books out and figure out the math and open up our bank accounts and figure out to the penny what we have and what we can afford to pay and how much extra we can afford to pay on everything. And then I talk really fast because I'm stressed, like the second where I'm talking about it. But math calms my brain, and each person has something that calms their brain.
All right, honey, take a breath. Holy shit, that was a long sentence.
I know.
I have a question for you. How many toothpicks have we got in the box?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you're a counter. I just maybe you're counting them.
No, but it's weird. Everyone says OCD is OCD, but it's not. Some people have, like, I have to touch something so many times before I leave the house.
It's like flicking a light switch on and off, on and off, on and off before going into the bedroom or something.
I don't do that.
I know. I know somebody that does. That's just the weirdest shit.
When I'm stirring coffee, have to stir it so many times.
And then I distract you, and then you got to start over.
Then I have to tap the spoon on the edge of the coffee room so many times.
And then I do it. I don't do it right, and that drives her nuts.
And people say, well, why do you have to do that? And I don't know the answer. And then when people pressure me for an answer, it pisses me off. And I don't know how else to describe it.
God damn it, tell us. And we want to know. We're all listening.
Because of the added stress that's been on our household and every household, what you will find is people who have OCD or a brain injury, or both because they have a brain injury. Mm-hmm. People with brain injuries tend to have hotter tempers. They snap quicker. I've done a lot of research on this. Mm-hmm. I can give you other examples. I won't name, but you and I both know someone else who's had a brain injury in the last 13, 14 months and who has a quick temper.
Okay.
But has changed in other ways for the better, too.
Yep.
But the quick temper, the snap is right there.
The snap.
I know other people with brain injuries, and they're the same way. Like, they can be really calm, and then something just sets them off really quick, and people say, oh, that's your OCD.
Then they turn into a freaking gorilla.
And then it just takes something to calm them right back down, and you find that people like this, or with severe OCD, learn about stress management and study stress management like I do. And that's why I do work out, because working out changes your, I want to say, endorphins.
Yep. I was just going to say.
Your endorphins come up, and that helps with stress. That's part of the reason I am so adamant about working out. It helps with my stress levels. Even walking, like our complex is 1.5 mile if you walk the loop around the parking lot. You don't go through the sidewalks. You do the parking lot. It's 1.5 mile. If I do that 2, 3, 4, 5 times at a shot, depends on how stressed I am, I feel the stress go from high, and then it drops down by the time I'm done, even though I'm sweating like there's no tomorrow. You don't want to get it within 100 foot of me. Because I walk fast, my level of stress has gone tremendously down. Mm-hmm. It does not work that way on a treadmill. No, I'm just saying.
Well, because it's you're standing still, basically.
Yeah, and it does not. Treadmills don't help with my stress. Walking outside does, and I haven't figured that out mentally.
It's the outside.
I think it is. I think it's being outside, fresh air helps with my stress. Mm-hmm. Yoga helps with my stress. Meditation. I do meditation. That helps with my stress. I know. Yum. Payo helps with my stress. And I'm just going to use this word. Man, that Payo bitch that I follow, hate, love that woman to death. That's skinny bitch.
Charlene Johnson.
Yes, that skinny bitch.
She's a guru of everything.
Yes. And I mean that with all the love in my heart. If she ever hears this, I really do.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I could just
I know you do.
Choke her so hard that I. It's a hug, though. It really is.
It's a hug on steroids.
Yeah, it's a hug on steroids. That's a good way to put it. Cleaning is a de-stressor for me. Like, sometimes there'll be a pile of dishes in the sink, and Patrick or Kyle will say, oh, why don't you just load the dishwasher? And I go, no, I'm washing them by hand.
The dishes.
And they both just walk out of the room.
Yeah, we're going to go fishing.
Yeah, that's usually what they do. We're going fishing.
Yeah, if you need us, come up to the lake. We'll see you later. Gotta go.
Washing dishes, scrubbing a bathroom floor, vacuuming. Oh, my God, I love vacuuming when I'm stressed. But Patrick goes fishing. I have zero, it doesn't de-stress me at all to go fishing.
Nope.
And I don't get it. Kyle, for him, de-stressing is playing FIFA. And to me, I don't see how he de-stresses because he yells and screams at it and cusses at it.
Yeah, he cusses on the Xbox.
He cusses at the Xbox to get rid of stress, and I haven't figured that one out. But it works for him.
I guess. But yeah, everybody deals with stress in different ways. And
the key is finding yours.
Finding your stress reliever.
You know, and that's a lot of the key of getting through life right now.
Because of the COVID.
Well, yeah, and suicides have gone up, and people don't want to talk about it. And I don't have the suicide prevention hotline number right in front of me.
I don't either.
Patrick's going to Google it for me.
I could Google it.
Yeah, and veteran suicides have gone up, which is especially near and dear to my heart. I know that people used to go to church, and churches have just now reopened, and not being able to go to church has...
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So, you say you like tools. Now, are we talking about normal people like them or Tim the Toolman Taylor like them? Because if you're like the two of us, it is definitely in the Tim the Toolman Taylor's range. I have never been bored when shopping for tools.
So, here's what you do. Head on over to 18wheeltalk.com/JBTools. It will take you to their site, which will normally give you a discount, a chance in a giveaway, join the rewards club, or something really great like that.
Then start browsing to your heart's delight. Whether you're looking for power tools, hand tools, 25-ton jack stands, or gardening tools, they have got you covered.
So take a few minutes and follow the link, 18wheeltalk.com/JBTools, and jewel over a few tools while you're there.
And we will throw a link in the notes for that. Because it's important that if you are feeling so stressed that you're thinking of suicide, whether it's over finances, losing your job, a family member you've lost to COVID-19, or that has been lost in any other way, shape, or form, reach out. Do not reach out.
It's 800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, 8255. Just reach out, talk to somebody.
And unfortunately, people are still getting injured in other ways, and people like accidents, car accidents, motorcycle accidents, people are still dying of other diseases, and that's not being brought to light, and their families and friends are still suffering as they watch their loved ones die and be injured. And we know people who have recently lost loved ones, don't forget that they still need help and support. They still need reached out to. They still need...
Yeah, they just... Sometimes some people just need lend an ear, you know, just listen. Let them talk. Just listen.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I know that other people that try something new and where you might say, oh my God, they're freaking crazy. Why are they doing that? And that's their way of dealing with stress.
That was like us, like 3 weeks ago when we were watching the news. Like, why are they up at fashion mall, you know, looting and robbing? It's like, what's that got to do with the protesting and all that good stuff? It's like, we just kind of scratch our head like, well, okay, what does that have to do with anything?
That was
Gucci and Prada. That's just... That's
apples to pineapples, as Tabby would say.
Yeah, apples. Oh, yeah. Apple to AT&T.
They were after those phones in those bags.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
They've arrested 34 people that I know of.
That's what I heard. Yeah. But that's okay. They'll get their justice. It was worth it, wasn't it, to get that Apple phone?
I didn't get one either.
Could have sworn I saw a few people that I recognized on TV, but
yeah,
They won't admit it.
And since you're on that subject, I will just say that I do support some of what's going on, not all of what's going on. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yep, I agree. There's a fine line, and I don't want to cross that line.
Yeah.
Because believe me, I get my dander up.
Yeah, we're not getting his dander up. We're talking about stress at home.
Yes, we're talking about stress at home and how I was ready to retire.
And now he can't.
And now it's been put on the back burner, but I still got my foot in the door. I got one in and one out.
Well, we lost four forms of income because of COVID-19.
Yes.
Two businesses closed down 100% that I was an affiliate for. One business is on hold where our income is not coming in, and when they get their shit together again, we'll get all our back income.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that we get the back. Yeah. At least, you know, going forward, we start seeing more income coming back, at least.
And
because we can't hold them for anything back. It's just,
I know. And then another business that I was affiliated with, actually five, because I lost so many customers because they could not afford to purchase the products anymore.
Yep.
I'm no longer an affiliate with.
You know, that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
And then I did rideshare.
Yeah, and you being immune compromised wasn't a good idea that you drive rideshare.
Okay. So here was the funny thing, and I'm not going to go totally into this, but I kept getting these emails from...
You don't want to go into left field?
I'm going left field just a smidge.
Okay.
Taking one or two steps in.
You're making a right-hand turn to go left.
Yes.
Okay.
So I kept getting these emails from the rideshare companies stating that rides were available at night. I'm a morning person. I'm a get up at 4 a.m. in the morning person.
Oh, that's right. At night in the protest in the areas.
Yeah, at night in the protest areas if I wanted to go pick up protesters.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to do.
And I'm like looking in the mirror saying,
ding,
yeah,
ding,
no.
That's what I want to do.
No. Just totally ignored those emails. And I was, yeah, not happening.
Yeah, no. No, I don't think so.
Not feeling that ride. So I ignored
like
those.
Like I said, I understand why they're protesting. Some of the things that they're protesting about, I do disagree with. But like I said, there's the fine line.
And we decided not to cross
it
today.
Unfortunately, you know, yes, this is our show. You can't stop us from talking and saying how we feel. It's our opinion. You don't like it, you could always just not listen. But that being said,
we're showing respect today.
We're not going to cross that fine line. You know, we're going to keep our opinion to ourselves and let the dust settle where the dust settles.
That's agreed.
So anyways, on the stress levels with everything going on with the COVID and the protesting and the rioting and Yosemite Sam and Elmer Fudd losing their guns
and the train derailment in Wyoming.
Oh yeah,
the explosions.
Yeah.
50 car train explosions. Derailment, flames 100 foot high.
Ay-ay-ay.
You know
what's that got to do with stress?
I know a lot of people in Wyoming.
Well, I just was wondering. You know, that doesn't.
It's
have
just no
to do with
little things like that. People worry about stuff like that. They see stuff like that in the news. And it's like, wow, the world really is going to hell.
We're going to hell in a hay basket. Who's driving?
Me.
Not me. It's hot.
I like hell. I mean, I like hot. I live two floors south of it.
Yeah, this is true. We got this.
Oh, man. And we already had the stress of like, you were already looking at, wow, what's going on with all these self-driving semis? What's already going on with all the new regulations?
Don't get me started with that self-driving semi bullshit.
And the new regulations.
Come on, really?
I'm glad I got into trucking to drive.
I want to be in control and drive. And if it doesn't have a stick, get out. It's shit.
I drove an automatic for a couple weeks, and then I quit the company. I'm like, yeah, you can take this truck and shove it up,
you
yo.
You can take this job and shove it. Doom, doom. Don't quit your day job no more.
Johnny Paycheck. Thank you very much.
So that's what we wanted to talk about. We wanted to talk about stress.
Yeah.
And how Princess Bitchy handles it.
Sometimes not very well.
Sometimes she gets her claws out.
Yeah, I got my claws back.
Yeah, I know.
So happy. I'm very happy.
Damn you,
and,
Sarah.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Sarah Blazinski, the nail plug.
Uh-oh.
I just plugged the nail plug.
Shameless plug.
And Kyle, in addition to playing his games, he does work out sometimes.
Yep.
And he also chills with his friends, and he also has a job part-time, and he's going back to school starting today.
Yep, this afternoon.
Today's the first day of back in school.
Well, supposedly
his welding starts back up today.
Yeah, he's supposed to be able to go throughout the summer to complete his credits for welding. But I, with the uptick of the COVID cases here in Arizona, I don't know how long it's going to last. But
play it by ear.
We'll see. So
we'll play it by ear.
I keep my fingers crossed for the boy.
But he did pretty good in school, and you know, being from home, and now we got things set up better. That if he has to do anything from home next year, it's his room set up better.
Yep.
And we're starting to figure out how we can put more money away, and I'm working harder.
I don't know where we're putting it, but okay.
Well, when we get money in, I'm rearranging bills and managing to pay. We managed to pay off a couple credit cards.
Yeah, we robbed Peter to pay Paul, and then Paul's going to come knocking on the door, and then where's my money?
Someone's knocking on the door. Someone's ringing a bell.
The pugs are like, huh, what was that noise?
Yeah. But yeah, so I'd say I'm rearranging our money so that we're paying off some credit cards so that we can have less bills.
Yeah, we're working it. We're doing what we can with what we got. You know, like I said, we're stretching our dollars more than we already did.
And we're working our affiliate programs a little better and trying to include them more in my blogs and in our podcasts and trying to...
Which doesn't cost the consumer
anything
more at all. It's like if you go through one of our links that we put in and purchase something through one of our links, it doesn't cost you nothing. It costs the company that we're an affiliate for because we drove the traffic to them, so they're going to pay us.
Can I give an example?
Sure.
For example, Allswell Mattress.
Yes.
I love our mattress. We're an affiliate for them. You click the link. It costs you nothing extra. In fact, there's some discounts in there.
Yeah, you go to our website, 18wheeltalk.com/Allswell, or you can just go to our homepage
and
click on the resources tab. Either way, it'll get you there, but there's affiliate links in there. You know, we bought a mattress, a little over 3 months ago, 4 months ago,
yeah.
Before all this
right
COVID-19.
Before all this stuff started, and I love the mattress.
I love it too. It's, you know, sleeping much better.
And it's obviously pug-approved. They sleep longer. I didn't know that was possible.
Helps with stress.
I didn't know pugs could sleep longer.
Yeah, right?
They do.
But yes, if you go through our affiliate link and purchase a mattress, Allswell gives us a commission for bringing the traffic to them. They didn't have to pay for an ad. You know, we're their advertisers.
So rather than them putting an ad, say, on TV, we are their ad. Or them putting an ad on radio, we are that ad.
So that's how an affiliate link basically works. You know, it's like we're driving the traffic through a link that we provide. And if you make a purchase, the company that you purchased from pays us a commission. It doesn't cost the consumer. It costs the
company.
Merchant.
Yeah, the merchant.
Costs the merchants.
And we have some nice discounts in there too. So if you happen to click like Allswell, check out those discounts.
I believe Allswell is having
a sale.
I think they got...
Well, I didn't mean to turn this into a commercial for them, but...
I want to look now. I can't type. Bada boom, bada bing. Come on, fingers, work.
Work my fingers.
I'm feeling a little retarded. My fingers are getting stupid on me.
But, so, yeah, that's an example.
But normally they you know, they have free shipping, free ground shipping over $35, 10-year limited mattress warranty, 100-night risk-free trial. They have 0% APR financing with Affirm if you qualify. And they have three different mattress levels. They got the Allswell, which is your basic model at $375. For a queen size,
yep.
$645 for a queen size Lux.
That's
the
ours.
Lux, that's the middle brand.
We went middle ground.
And we went in the middle. And then they have a Supreme at base is $985. So it's your preference. But like I said, it's the best thing we ever did.
So
we really needed a new mattress.
Yeah, we did. And that's how affiliate marketing works. And we have other affiliate marketing we do. And we have it on 18wheeltalk.com. We have it on janetmcue.com.
Yep. Go to 18wheeltalk.com. Click on our resources tab. Anything that we're an affiliate with currently is listed there. You just scroll through the options. We've got Instacart. We got ClickFunnels. The host of our podcast show, Buzzsprout, is there. Our email service provider, ESPs they call them, is Aweber. So when we send out emails, we use AWeber to do that. We're an affiliate with that. You can download a free guide as to, you know what to write in an email if you're starting a business. And then Allswell Mattress. So like I said, it's different ways that we're learning how this is part of how
we're getting ready for him to retire. This is just a minor way.
It's a minor bump in the road.
You just have to find, and we're working on it. We're finding other ways to make money so that when it comes time,
let's face it, everybody's working from home now.
Yeah, and you have to find ways to work from home, and that's what we're both working on, is finding ways to work from home, make money from home, so that we can finally get him out from behind the wheel.
I've been doing it too long.
He's been doing it too long for a company that he's breaking his back for, and in my opinion...
Let's just face it, I'm not getting any younger. But anyways, your opinion...
In my opinion, the company does not appreciate him. That's just my opinion. One or two people within his office might, but the company, he's just a number.
Yep.
And I see him banging the toes of his boots, and I see him which means his feet, and banging his knees and coming home with bruises and every scrapes and everything else on him.
What?
And that adds up, because I used to drive truck and my dad used to tell me, Janet, you're doing a man's job and your body's going to feel it by the time you're 50. And guess what? He was right.
Well, you know, let's face it. You know, my warranty is expiring.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I feel you.
Okay, so now that your stress level's up because I struck that match, anything else you want to talk about?
No, you're just trying to... help people realize they're not in this alone.
No, they're not.
They need just to pick up the phone and talk to somebody. Email, if they want to talk to us about it, email, you know.
Go to 18wheeltalk.com, upper right-hand corner, click on my name right there, Patrick at 18wheeltalk. Send me an email. It's right next to our Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube feed.
But always know that there's an alternative. You know, when you are so stressed out that you're thinking that life is not worth it, always know there's an alternative, because find someone to talk to, and all else fails, there's that 800 number.
Yes, Suicide Prevention Hotline.
I was waiting for the phone number. I thought you still had it.
Yeah, it's 800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-8255. That is for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Not that we're getting, you know, it's just a shameless plug. You know, honestly, it's if you need to talk to somebody,
pick up the phone and talk to
them. Pick up the phone.
Don't hesitate. Yeah, we are not an affiliate for them. We do not make anything from them. I do know people who committed suicide. It broke my heart. And I know that right now, with everything going on in the country, lots of people are thinking that is the option, and it's not. That being said, I think that's pretty good for today.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for listening all the way through. We hope you guys have a good old day.
Find ways to de-stress, and all else fails, do a little yoga.
Meditate.
Do some pio with the pio bit.
Rub your ears and go goose fried rice.
Go find Chandler Fit Body.
Shameless plug.
No, I don't make money off of them, but shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
Coach Teresa.
Oh, she love you.
Yeah, Coach Janae, they're the best. They're the bomb. They're the boss applesauce.
They're whipping your ass into shape.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're helping you get an ass.
They're helping me get my core, my back especially, stronger.
Yes.
I can feel it. Okay, we made some whipping noises. Okay.
Whip it good.
Thank God he doesn't have a whip. He'd already whipped my back.
I would have.
All right, so.
Anyhow.
Find ways to de-stress, and if you're looking for more, go to my blog on janetmccue.com. That's JANETMCCUE.com. And my blog is Chatting with Mama Janet, and you will find all sorts of blogs in there, and one is talking about stress.
Yes. All right. Later, taters.
Peace out.
18 Wheel Talk. Thank you for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it. Be sure to stop by 18wheeltalk.com and check out all the affiliates mentioned in the program today. Remember, we're here coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Spark the revolution.
So tell me, do you have one of those change buckets in your vehicle for fancy cafes?
Yeah.
And are you looking for a way to help support the show and just don't know how?
Well, we have great news for you. It is super easy, and you can do it for as little as $3 a month. Yes, that's right, $3 a month. That means for the cost of a cup of coffee, you could support the show for a month. And if you order one of those foo-foo frappy thingamabobs with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkles on top, you could support the show for about 6 months.
Isn't that amazing? Saving you calories from that frappy thingamabob with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkled things on top, and help out the show. What's not to like about that?
So to do so, just go to 18wheeltalk.com/support, and you will see just how easy it is to support the show. And don't forget to pick out your fan emoji while you're there. That's 18wheeltalk.com/support.